indeed. Alleluia. Grace and peace be to you from the one who is, who was, and who is to come. He's also known as the resurrection, the life. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Our Easter sermon series, as Carson mentioned, continues with the title, I Can Only Imagine. And we're exploring various images that the Bible presents on heaven. A couple weeks ago, the focus was on celebration. Last week, we centered on resting in peace. And today, the theme of the week is about victory. Victory in Jesus. Hey, back in the day, when I was going to a high school, on Fridays before football games, we'd have this thing called pep rallies. They still do that today, have pep rallies? Yeah. And so there was this one particular cheer that the cheerleaders would try to get the student body involved in. And they would try to develop enthusiasm, build it up for the big game that night, right? And so it was a measure of which particular class had the greatest amount of spirit. And then there was this spirit award that was given at the end of that competition, you might say. Well, the freshmen would always start out, and they would say, V-I-C-T-O-R-Y, that's the freshman battle cry. And then followed by, V-I-C-T-O-R-Y, that's the sophomore battle cry. And then it was the junior's turn, V-I-C-T-O-R-Y, that's the junior battle cry. And then the big drums, here they came. The seniors, B-I-C-T-O-R-Y, that's the senior battle cry. And so it was this competition, and whoever had the strongest passion, the most fervor, was then awarded this spirit stick of the week. Does that still happen these days? Yeah, they still do that kind of... Let's do it this morning. No, let's do it. We have two sides going on here, right? I mean, we're split by the Red Sea right here, the aisle in the middle. We've got this side. You will be the east side, all right? The sun comes up, the east side, and you're the west side. So now humor me, okay? The 6 o'clock crowd did this, all right? And they did it great. V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. Instead of Billy, let's do east side. And then when they're done, you are the west side. Then you say V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. You got it, Ola May? We're the west side battle cry. Were you a cheerleader in high school? Oh, I could see it. And then, y'all do it one more time, and then y'all do it one more time. All right? So, Pastor David, if you'll lead this group, I'll lead this group over here. Please. All right? Go.
V-I-C-T-O-R-Y.
That's the west side battle cry. All right, give it up for yourselves, all right? Okay, so I was judging that, and I think, you know, Pastor David, of course, is over here, and he's like over the top with it. Plus, he has a microphone, but I guess I did too. Let me see. I'm gonna go with the tie. I'm going to go with the tie, all right? Yeah. Hey, there was another one in high school, but this wasn't for the student body's benefit. This was the one that happened over the field, from one set of stands over to the opponents on the other side. And it happened at basketball games as well. And so it went like this. One side would just start. We've got spirit. Yes, we do. We've got spirit. How about you? And then the other side would be, they'd respond, not to be outdone, because this is the opposing side. We've got spirit. Yes, we do. We've got spirit. How about you? And so we're not going to do that one, all right? We've already done one. But this volley would go back and forth, four or five times. And suddenly, it would be stopped by saying, one particular group would be moved to say, we've got more. Anybody ever heard that one? I'm not making that up. Exactly. And so it was done with a little bit of arrogance, a little bit of taunting too. We've got more. While we live life on this planet we call Earth, we're in a battle. It's more like a war, you may say. And it's good versus evil. It's life versus death. It's calm versus chaos. It's God versus Satan. And it's over our very souls. Our very souls are at stake. And you see, Satan and his fallen angels try to get us into the chant and make us believe that victory belongs to them. He and his fallen angels, that they dart their doubts towards us. They create worry and fear. Illness and terror coming into our life. Hate and even death. And they seek to claim on their side that their arsenal is more powerful. They are more strong. And you know what? At times because of the perils and the worries and the pains that rob us from the abundant life that God intends for us, it sometimes feels like they are winning. But yet on the other side of the field is God and his legion of archangels who call out words like hope and strength and peace and forgiveness and truth. And that side rejoices in the victory that's already won in the resurrection of the dead, Jesus rising from the tomb. But yet, while we still walk in faith on planet Earth, it's like this tug of war, this arm wrestling match. Faith pulling us on one side, and yet Satan jerking us around on the other. That's just how it is on planet Earth. On this side of heaven, in a broken world, we will experience devastation and disease. But you know, it is because of the Easter resurrection that we as Christ followers can ultimately and confidently shout out V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. That's the believer's battle cry. And most definitely, most assuredly, we've got more. We've got more. For you see that the powers of Satan and the devil are real. Satan is strong. And if you or I try to stand up against the devil, we will fail on our own. We do not have it in us. We do not have the strength or the power within us on our own to go up against the wiles of the devil. He is strong. But the resurrection exalts that Christ is stronger. The devil is strong in this world while we still walk. But Christ is stronger. Yes, indeed, we've got more. For he died and then rose from the dead. And we all know that doesn't mean that we will not have trials and temptations, that we'll not be faced with darkness, that terror and turmoil will not come in our lives. But it does mean this. It means that the final victory to those who belong to Christ, to those who connect themselves to Jesus, is already won. You see, the war is over, but the battles continue in this life. Some of you know that this is my very favorite time of the year. You know that, don't you? I mean, I'm not talking about it just being spring. I'm talking about it being spring turkey hunting. Huh? Amen to that. Yes, amen to that. Sometime back, Pastor David and I were stomping through the woods, and we were after a big turkey tom. And as we were going after this big bird, all of a sudden on the path, guess what we found? We found a rattlesnake, and he was actually rattling. Well, you know, they like the spring too, because after a long winter, they like the warmth of the ground where their bodies can become alive and active again. And so even though I was behind Pastor David and he was on the trail, and so Pastor David was between me and the snake, I still got off a shot at that snake, and we still hadn't figured out how it happened. You know, I'm taller than he is, so I don't know if I reached over him or if I shot between his legs or if the pellet somehow went around him. But somehow, some way, I slew the serpent. It had to be hours later that this defeated rattler, as we came back to it, was doing what? Still squirming, still moving. Reflexes were still kicking in. the snake. The snake was dead and dying for all practical purposes, but it was still on the move. In the same way, Christ rising from the tomb crushed Satan's head. Satan is in the dying phase, and yet he is still on the move. His muscles are still flexing. He still slithers around, causing chaos. He doles out destruction, disease, discomfort, and death, all on this side of heaven, because we do not yet live in paradise. He is already defeated. His stinger has been cut off. He is on the way out. It's just a matter of time when Christ returns in his glory. But Satan, for the time being, is still active in our lives. And therefore, it is so vital. It is so important in our faith journey that as we encounter death in this world, that we hold on to the greater power. We've already said that Satan is strong, but Christ is stronger. We hold on to the stronger power, the victory power of our Savior. And that is bestowed upon us in the gift of faith. You know, today we'll celebrate two baptisms at the 10:30 service. Next Sunday we celebrate four more baptisms at the 10:30 service. And in those services, the words are said, Bill, Bob, Jane, Sue, child of God, you've been sealed with the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. To quote Romans 6, it says it like this: for if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. In other words, it's like the little 3-year-old girl who came home from Easter church saying, "We is risen, we is risen, we is risen." Of course, the older brother, wanting to correct her, said, no, little sissy. It's not we is risen, it's he is risen. The mom picked up on it and said, you're both right. It's because he is risen that we is risen. Yes, he is risen. And therefore, we is risen. Hallelujah. As our Savior was laid down in death, but then raised to life, we who are connected to him in faith hold on to the victory. We grasp, we clutch tight to the victory that is ours also in Jesus Christ. Not just as a future reality, but as a present one here in this day and time. Hey, there's a stained glass window in our church, and it's one of the ones at the rear of the church, and it pictures this. And this is a classic picture from ancient days of the Lamb of God, right? The Lamb of God to take away the sin of the world. We know that the Lamb was slain. But this is the resurrected Lamb. And look what he holds in his hand. He holds in his hand the victory flag, the resurrection flag. It is the flag that claims, though death has dealt its blow, resurrection has the final say. You know, it's as we sing in one of our liturgy songs, the Lamb who was slain has begun his reign. Alleluia, alleluia. And so therefore, we who hold to the staff of this flag, we who hold to our Savior Jesus, we hold to this banner of victory as well. I was talking to Pastor Paul Simpf, this last week. Gave him a call. He and Marie, you may or may not know, but they are our missionary emeritus pastors. They did 30 years of mission work in New Guinea. And, of course, they've been back for about 20 years now, almost. And they're getting up in years. They're still at home. They're still hanging in there. When I called him, I visited with him a while on the phone. And our visitation ministers go there every month, take him communion. But I gave him a call just to talk to him. And I said, Pastor, let me have a prayer with you. So I had a prayer over the phone. And then just like Pastor Simpf was, Pastor Bobby, let me now have a prayer for you. Can't get away from that guy without him ministering even to the minister. Well, Pastor Paul is a real fan of this style of cross. And this one actually hangs on my cross wall in the office. And it's the regular cross minus the headrest. It's the regular cross with the arms raised up. The arms raised up, as in touchdown, as in victory, as in extra point made, as in field goal made, in celebration. It's a celebration cross, a resurrection cross, that Christ has won the victory over sin, death, and the devil. And so we too in this life can live with our arms raised high. We too can live on the resurrection side of things, not just on the grave side of things, but on the resurrection side of things. We too have our arms lifted high. We can hold our heads up. We can hold our hearts and our lives up in praise and thanksgiving of the victory that Christ brings us. And again, it's a victory not just to be celebrated in the life to come, but in the here and now, because eternity starts today. Eternity started when Christ was raised from the dead. It doesn't start when we breathe our last and close our eyes in this life and open our eyes and breathe our first in eternal life. Eternity has begun now. And we can claim this victory even on this side of heaven. So claim that victory now, Christians. Hold fast to the God who already holds fast to you even when you walk through the valleys of the shadows of. Claim this now power, let's call it, this now power as we face the loss of a job, a trial, or a failed test. Grip tight to this resurrection strength during doubt or defeat, divorce, or even depression. Grasp hold of resurrection power in the midst of guilt or temptation or conflict. And we even lay claim to this present power in the midst of our grief at the death of loved ones. You know, there's a contemporary song out. It's been out for a number of months. It's by Jeremy Camp. And it goes like this. The same power. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that lives in us. It's as St. Paul wrote in the Bible passage today, O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? In other words, victory. That's the believer's battle cry. And we do. We do have more. We've got more than Satan can deal out. For in the end, it's like the woman who loved reading mystery novels. However, she could not deal with the suspense of not knowing who did it. The butler, the baker, or the candlestick maker. So without exception, when this woman would crack open another mystery novel, she would read the first chapter to get a little bit of context, but then she'd flip all the way to the back page to see who done it. Then she'd go back and read the whole book. Though we do not know how the chapters of our lives will unfold, we do have a glimpse of heaven and how that victory power can be applied to our lives here on earth. For we know how the final page reads, and it is no mystery. Jesus wins. Amen. Amen.